Welcome to Camp Creepyhead Saturday Morning Monster Mash! Blah!
This episode is brought to you by Blue Milk.
Blue Milk!
Fuck you, Warner Brothers! I wanted to see Coyote versus Acme! You fucking asshole!
Hey, we need a tax break! Yeah!
Fuck you! Blue Milk, a subsidiary of Red Panther Productions.
Hello. This is, to Josh from The Count. Let me just read this to you right now. This is crazy. Okay, let me just... It says, what are they doing for their birthday? And it says, getting a prostate exam from Dr. Herzog. This sounds like some kind of evil villain from a Saturday morning cartoon. What the hell is this? Dr. Herzog? I mean, what? And then it says, what's something special about Josh you want Geekfire Inc. to know? And it says, Josh thinks Arnold sounds hilarious, and he is scared to get his hand up his butt like a Muppet. Maybe some laughs from Arnold will calm his nerves. Let me tell you right now, you better get your ass used to hands up there, all right? As soon as you hit 40, everything starts going downhill. But you know what keeps going up? Yes. Hands in butts, let me tell you. So you know what? Go in there, relax, go with it, and just take it for what it is, you know? Because you do not want to be a puppet or a muppet or anything like that. You know, like Sesame Street? Remember that? Sunny days, sweeping the clouds away, on my way. To where the air is clean. Can you tell me how to get a prostate exam? How to get a prostate exam? Hey, A. This video today is brought to you by the letter A, which is A for anus. I can't. This request is crazy. Hey, good luck with everything, let me tell you. You guys are nuts. This is great. It's a great friend that you have.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 117 of Count Creepyhead's Saturday Morning Monster Mash.
It's 117? My balls are turning green because that rhymes are so shite. I don't care. I'm going back to my coffin. Bleh.
It's the annual Josh birthday episode. Yay!
Yay!
Bam, bam, bam. All right, Josh, we have a tradition that's been going back a while now that on your birthday we do a certain something. So I'm going to send a message on Facebook for you to view and
I'm a little scared.
Happy birthday, Josh. I'll be cutting this audio into the pod, and we can get Josh's reaction in real time.
Okay. I do have it turned up, though.
Hello. This is to Josh from The Count. Let me just read this to you right now. This is crazy. Okay, let me just... It says, what are they doing for their birthday? And it says, getting a prostate exam from Dr. Herzog. This sounds like some kind of evil villain from a Saturday morning cartoon. What the hell is this? Herzog? I mean, what? And then it says, what's something special about Josh you want Geekfire Inc. to know? And it says... Josh thinks Arnold sounds hilarious, and he is scared to get his hand up his butt like a Muppet. Maybe some laughs from Arnold will calm his nerves. Let me tell you right now, you better get your your ass used to hands up there. Right? As soon as you hit 40, everything starts going downhill. But you know what keeps going up? Yes, hands in butts. So you know what? Go in there, relax, go with it. Just take it for what it is, you know? Because you do not want to be a puppet or a muppet or anything like that. You know, like Sesame Street. Remember that? Sunny days. Sweeping the clouds away. On my way. Where the air is clean. Can you tell me how to get a prostate exam? Get a prostate exam. Hey, A. This video today is brought to you by the letter A, which is A for anus. I can't. This request is crazy. Hey, good luck with everything, let me tell you. You guys are nuts. This is great. It's a great friend that you have.
Happy birthday.
Oh, God. I hurt from laughing. I think I'm a little broken.
Oh, my God.
That was Holy brought shit. To you by the world famous Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonator, Geek Fire Inc. Look him up on Cameo. He is insanely cheap and will do anything you ask him to do.
Oh, that was too fucking funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh, why, thank you. That's I don't even know what to say to that, because
well, we're not going to be here next week, which is going to be a little closer to your birthday, because I have to do stuff with the kiddo for the clips and shit. But yeah, happy birthday. This one delivered, unlike some other ones that we've done that sucked.
This one, like, Mike had sent that to me last week. And dude, I was losing it. I was over here crying especially when he started singing the Sesame Street theme song.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was out. I was like, this is too good.
Yeah. Oh, God. There were points where, I shit you not, I just sort of closed my eyes and I felt like it was like a birthday message from Arnold.
He's so good.
He could be.
He's so damn good.
If I didn't just tell you that it wasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger because I don't want to get sued. You would know.
Right?
No. Like, that was, holy shit, that was good. I've got tears. I feel like Madeline Kahn right now. Tears on the side of my face.
Oh, but you know, that guy's Instagram and TikTok are absolutely worth following, because the videos he puts out are just, every single one of them are gold. That the oh one I God, sent you guys so were the construction accidents.
Like, yep. God. Yeah.
Oh my, dude, I watched it like 6 times. I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, my so God. That
he, yeah. That's all. I'm glad he didn't have any like moral objections. I won't drop names, but I've done cameos before where they're like, no, I'm not going to say that. And it's like, you suck.
Yep.
So I'm glad that he was more than agreeable to sing. I didn't ask him to sing the Sesame Street theme song to A for Anus, but he did.
How to Dr. get a prostate Herzog. Exam.
Yeah. Dr. Yeah. Herzog, a cartoon supervillain. you know, you'd have to listen to the show to really get that joke.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
It's
so good.
So, Josh, why don't you go grab your birthday gift?
I shall do that.
And I'm going to talk and rant really quick about how amazing Godzilla X Kong was.
Oh, if, I still need to see it. It looks
if
good.
You're a fan of kaiju movies. It is so good. It is just perfectly stupid. Is the best way to describe it.
I'm still giggling about the How to get a prostate exam.
Brought counts. To you by the letter A for anus.
Oh, man.
But Godzilla, the people in the, like, the human plot is there just to explain what needs to be explained for the monster stuff.
Mm.
That's it. And it's like, yeah, there's a plot, but it's just like a cheesy fantasy film. It felt like Congo got taped into the side of a Godzilla King Kong monster movie. And it's, nice. But it's like 75% Godzilla King Kong story, 25% stupid people story. But it's really, it's like entertaining. And if you could just turn your mind off, so goddamn good. And there's so many extra monsters that they don't show you or you know about. So you can go in there, it's not just the four that have all the toys. There's like tons of just like, give me the merchandise right now, please. I want them all. Really cool. If you got kids, take them. It's very kid safe and cool. Like my inner 8-year-old was just like clapping. The theater was full of like adult man children, which was the, also like the funny thing. I went on my lunch and it was just a bunch of guys that were like secretly going to see it because they knew that their significant others were going to be pissed and didn't want to go see Godzilla. And they were just like, yay! You know, like I had a blast with it. It was really cool. So go. Don't listen to any of the reviews that are saying like it doesn't give you anything to care about. The effects suck. Like, it's a fucking Godzilla King Kong movie. What do you expect?
Funny thing is, I haven't heard anything bad about it. Like, all the reviews I've seen were just like, it is exactly what you want out of a kaiju movie.
Yeah, no, like there's people like critically slamming it because I think they got Godzilla minus one in their mouth. You know what I mean? Gotcha. Or like it's got to like make you cry and be epic and moving and tell this, like, it needs to be a metaphor for the horrors of war. Like, no, it needs to be King Kong and Godzilla fighting an evil orangutan in his giant pet ice dragon.
Yeah,
that's what it is. So shut the hell up and just turn your brain off. And the only thing I can compare it to, and it's a horrible comparison, is like the Transformers movies.
Mm.
But these are way better than the Transformers movies because these had coherent plot.
Right.
And it's not insulting to anything. It felt more like I was watching WrestleMania, but with kaiju. So yeah,
it looks cool to me.
It's, oh man. And it's really brisk. It's like a little under 2 hours, but it felt like 25 minutes. So super cool. Go check it out. Josh, you got your present?
I do indeed.
Rip it open.
You hear that noise? Oh my god, dude. Holy shit.
That's right, it's my prostate.
It's so enlarged.
To go into my prostate. Holy shit. This is amazing.
There are a few parts missing, but I don't think it's going to diminish what you can enjoy out of it.
I would agree. This is the Mighty Max Terror Talon.
Mm-hmm.
If I am not mistaken on the name.
Yep.
This was my absolute favorite of the little weird mini things because of the brain guy. The brain guy's there. That's all I care about.
That's awesome.
Brain guy's there. There's like a car that goes on the bottom that is missing.
Well, but... see, now here's a fun, interesting fact. The car guy was only available in certain releases. And I never had the car guy. My release did not have the car.
Oh, then it's complete.
So it's literally just missing, like, one of the little red guys that sticks out of the front.
Yeah, or like a missile.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, there might be a missile. I don't know. Oh, yeah, the missile. I could care less about the missiles.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's literally only missing, like, one of the little dudes that looks out the front. And let me just check something here out of curiosity.
He might be inside of there somewhere.
He's not, but I'm wondering if the Ah, damn. See, I was hoping it was just, like, two of the same, so I could just, like, remold this guy. But still, like, it's literally... This is a Mighty Max playset that is only missing one minifigure. This is a 99% complete Mighty Max set.
Well,
and it's so fucking cool.
I felt bad. I couldn't give Mike all the Mighty Max love.
Hey, I'm happy with mine.
I might have had it the whole time, and yours just didn't fit inside your box, so I just figured I'd give it to you for your birthday.
Why, thank you, sir. I don't remember the little owl's name offhand.
Douchey.
But yeah, it has Douchey and Muscle Bound Sidekick.
It's Virgil and Vincent. I want to say Virgil's the owl, and the other one, yeah, muscle guy.
Vincent's your mom.
Yeah.
Vincent's my cat.
But yeah. Cool.
Ah, thank you, sir. This is so fucking cool. Ruth is
a cool set.
Yeah, Ruth is gonna have to hear all about this later tonight.
You can bust out the Mighty Max book and show her.
Hey, like, look what Mike got me. What'd you get me for my birthday? Huh? Cupcakes? Not good enough, Ruth.
The real answer to what she got me for my birthday is part of the cost of my tattoo.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Although most of it was out of pocket because, you know.
Well, you deal in the secret currency that we all deal in. That's toys.
Yes.
Which I love that. I love a kind of world where somebody's like, yeah, this thing costs X, but you can be like, but I have that toy you're looking for, and they'll be like, oh. Let's renegotiate. Well, Josh fiddles with that mic. Anything new going on?
No, not much.
Yeah, I do also need to mute out because you know what time it is.
Feed the cats. Feed the beasts.
Feed the beasts.
How did it go on Sam's new podcast that she's teasing people with?
Really good. Really good. I think it's going to be a very fun show. I got a chance to listen to the... like preliminary kind of preview episode.
So did I.
Yeah, and it's good.
She wants people to hunt for it. I don't know why. But there are, I won't tell you exactly how to find it, but there's keywords associated with Sam. That if you search for those on certain platforms, you can find it.
Oh, I didn't know she had it posted already. I thought she had just sent it to me. So I thought
Well, no, I she sent it to me, too, to listen to, and she sounds amazing.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
For her first time on her own, like, she's not stuttering. She's, like, well-spoken. She doesn't get hung up on her words, which is hard not to.
Oh, yeah.
Those key words are toys, hot sauce, and potato.
Yes.
Why potato? Because they're damn delicious.
Sally collects seashells by the seashore. But, you know, like, you get nervous. You don't know what to say. You stammer. But she's just, like, hitting all the points. Good. You know, like, I have lots of faith that she's going to hit the ground running.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, I told her, like, I said, like, all you need is somebody to bounce off of.
Yep.
And you're going to be good. So she's got you helping her and, like, a guest every time. I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, I guess the plan is to rotate guests every episode. But even when she's on her own, like, I think it's going to be interesting episodes.
Yeah.
I'm totally down. It's great to have a new podcast as the part of the Rad Pantheon.
Yeah.
So
good. I hope she has waffles on.
Yes.
As a guest, because I, for one, I feel like waffles has been relegated to the background for too long. He needs his time to shine.
He needs his moment on the mic.
He does. Let Waffles drop some sick beats on you. Mix Master Waffles on the microphone.
I was about to chime in and ask if that was if Waffles on the mic is your way of saying you both want waffles on your lap.
I mean, like, I wouldn't say no.
The cat or Waffles the food?
I was assuming food because I'm a fat guy.
What What if it was the cat eating the food?
That's not fair, because I really like waffle right now.
I know, I'd be sad, because I'd be like, but I want waffles too.
And like, I love cats, but I don't want cats that close to maple syrup, because you're going to get cat hair.
Yeah, that's not, you know, fun.
Like, I'll have a waffle, and he could have his own waffle, so we don't have to fight over waffles.
Let me, this is a weirdly perfect segue, because let me tell you, the bane of my existence right now is the hair coming off of their floofy cattails.
Yeah.
When they walk by me, because my arm is covered essentially in like goop, you know, because I've got like the aftercare ointment on it. So anytime the cats walk by me, it's just a moment of like, damn it, there's now cat hair all over my fucking arm.
There's cat hair in my goop.
I got a package from you this week, and when I opened it up, the first thing I saw was a giant clump of cat hair.
Yep.
And I was just like, aww.
What color was it?
Like blondish white.
Yeah, that's Vincent.
Yeah.
That, the box of Christmas presents this year, once I took all the presents out, Rufus jumped in and was immediately like sniffing the sides of the box. And like, there was a couple strands of cat hair, like kind of wedged in the cardboard. And he's sitting there sniffing it like, who is this? Who is this? Who is in this box?
Yep. That sounds right. the answer is always Vincent.
Yeah.
It was kind of adorable to watch, actually.
So Josh, let's hop into plugs with Pikmins. You got a new drop.
I do. Excuse me for a moment. I am stepping outside for a moment. But yes, I do have a new drop with Pikmins. It is a quote-unquote all-new original creation. And by original, I mean it is kitbashed from parts of the chopping mall droid. Taken to make an entirely new robot inspired by Z-Bots called Brainwave. He is $35 each and available right now in the Pikmin's shop in really cool window box packaging.
So, Mike.
Yes.
When you guys get around in Raised by Rentals to doing the Chopping Mall episode, you've got to have Brainwave pop up.
Oh, of course.
Just throwing it out there.
Well, because keep in mind the whole concept that you and I had discussed, like over a year ago at this point, was, you know, the robots kind of cobbling themselves back together from parts that they find in the abandoned mall. So what's to say they don't kill one of the kids and take their brain?
Exactly.
You know? I love that idea.
You
know, one of the interesting things that, I do need to plug alongside that is, if you are listening to this and have not already, go check out all of the amazing entries for the Ocular Rhombus Robot Resurrection Show. It was a group art show he put together for March 31st. Over 60 artists from around the world made pieces of art inspired just by the phrase robot resurrection. So my piece was Brainwave. I resurrected one of the robots that I had already made.
Nice. I'm not going to play favorites, but I think yours is the coolest.
I would agree with you, except there is 100% a Plastic Vomit Customs Johnny 5 in there, and it looks fucking crazy. I love it.
Robot.
Anytime there's a Johnny number 5, like, that wins.
Let me see what's going on with Robot Resurrection. Denver, Colorado. But no, yeah, that's not it.
Like, I want to, I would love to name drop the artist, but there are so many. But if you search the hashtag RobotResurrection24, you will get to see all of the amazing entries.
Okay, I am going to do that. Mike, do you want to plug any Raised by Rentals, Boogeyman, stuff like that?
Well, I'm also going to plug interesting thing that is not a normal thing for Pikmins that is happening right now. Is I'm collaborating with an artist named I'm pulling up his handle so I don't butcher it. His handle is, his name is Paul Draper. His handle is Pauly Drapes. And we are collabing on an upcoming, interesting Playmates style figure that, it's going to be a lot of fun. Cause I know Mike's going to be taking some time off this summer. So I specifically, lined up a couple of projects that I can bang out in the meantime. So, you know, he can take his time and work on that and not have to worry about, cranking anything out for Pikmins, and the Pikmins machine can keep running. Because, you know, it's important that he needs to be able to finish other work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, indeed.
But also, I am working on another collab that is very, very interesting because it is completely different. I am making some boxes for throwaway toys. So I'm doing some custom packaging for his Gorilla Eye piece. And all I'll say is, if you've seen the Gorilla Eye, I am drawing some inspiration from the Super Shogun packaging. Nice. While still making it very specifically themed to the Gorilla Eye. And thanks to the work I'm doing on that, there is another very high-profile artist that is reaching out to me about packaging. So, looks like Pikmin's is going to collab on packaging stuff.
Well, you got really good at it really quick. Good for you, dude.
By the way, when I say high profile, I mean packaging for officially licensed toys.
God damn it. I'll suck you off the air.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. I will send you a message right now so you know what I'm talking about, but yeah.
So let me tell you guys about some of these Robot Resurrection 24 figures. I've seen some of these and I forgot. Lots of IG-88 love, but there's IG-88 combined with Iron Grenader Destro that looks awesome. Also, the Johnny 5 has bits of IG-88 as well, but he's Johnny 5. Like, Josh is right. Really cool stuff. Just go on Instagram and do Robot Resurrection 24, one word, as a hashtag, and you can totally check out all the awesome stuff. Let's see. Josh can get my live reaction without me talking about it. Oh. Dude. I'm going to type in something here. Josh, you can just say thumbs up or thumbs down. Oh. That's not even close.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Really?
I'm going to keep everyone guessing on this. I will say that is not the project that I'm working on with him that I just dropped.
Connected.
But he's connected with me. We're friends anyway. But the fact that he's interested in pulling me into some of his officially licensed work is pretty cool.
He's that's cool. That's a person I'd love to just hang out with.
And as a side note, to answer the question that you asked off air on the air, who knows what'll come of it, but I absolutely did try reaching out to MC Chris, because why the fuck not? his answer was basically because he's coming to Austin. He's doing a show in Austin in June. Mm-hmm. I had a ticket to it, and he was like, let's talk at the show.
Hey,
so right. Who knows?
That would be so cool. All right, let me close up Facebook here. Mike, do you have anything going on that needs to be plugged?
Not at the moment. I know we did already record the Raised by Rentals episode with Solar Babies and Prayer of the Roller Boys. Solar Babies. Mashing Dude, those two together.
Man, I was not expecting that. That's awesome.
That's one we've had on our list of things to do for a long time. Our next, I don't want to give it away here, but Strasburg came up with it's a genius idea. He texted me a pitch and he's like, "All right, so next episode And dude, I was laughing for like 5 minutes straight. I kept thinking of new things for it. And I was like, okay, I gotta put this on the shelf. So the improv will be fresh, but it's, I'm really excited about the next episode because it's something we haven't done before. We're still going to be improv-ing, but it's in a different fashion. So, I'm really psyched to get my hands on that one.
Cool.
But yeah, and if this works out the way I think it will, I think this will kind of be a regular rotating type of improv, kind of like how every couple of episodes we're like, fuck it, let's do a completely made up story, or let's take something that has no story at all, like Pac-Man, and give it a story.
Yeah.
You know, it this will be one of those types of new forms for the show. So I'm very excited about it.
You know,
but other than that, we ain't got much going on.
It's a shame that Josh lives across the country, because this would be something that, like, I would love to watch you guys do live.
Oh, it would be so much
fun.
Where
it's like you take cues from the audience and somebody's just like, hey, Babysitter's Club. And the other person's like, RoboCop. And you mash them together.
You know,
which is doubly funny because I'm sure listeners know this, but other Josh lives about 20 minutes from me.
Right.
Yep. The New York Mikes think the Texas Joshes are A-okay. God damn it. I just randomly pull two things out of the air, and I think, like, Kindergarten Cop, but it's RoboCop, is kind of a cool idea.
It's Kindergarten RoboCop.
It is absolutely not a tumor.
It is absolutely not a tumor.
You have 10 seconds to put away your Legos. All right. Great.
Calls 209 to discipline the kids.
Okay. So we have got Simpsons. So let's come to this, a Simpsons Family podcast. Check it out for awesome recaps of the best Simpsons episodes. They always kind of pick the greatest hits, and it's hilarious. And I don't think it gets enough love, and you should listen to it right now.
Indeed.
Look for it on all of your podcasting apps. We have Tara Marie Mersturbish, Matzo Ball Soup, and her awesome artwork. Check her out on all of the socials. And last but not least, look for Western New York Horror Crew for Jerry's Closet. That's K-R-U-E. And her awesome new podcast that it's out there now if you can find it. But
it's hiding
I think,
in the ether.
Yeah, it's going to be coming hard and heavy. It's totally worth your time, and she knows what she's doing. So I think you should check it out. Did I miss any plugs? That was awfully short.
Well, I know Mike's taking a hiatus, so he's not doing any new special effects right now. I got nothing for Boogeyman's Closet. We just posted our last episode before the hiatus, and yeah, I think that is everything. I think it's just because we have a few folks taking hiatuses.
Yeah, everybody's kind of getting a much needed break. This is hibernation season for us creative types.
Yes.
Sun's out, which means we go under our beds and wait for it to go away before we come back out again.
See, I was going to go the opposite. I was going to say sun's out, buns out.
Yeah, well, Josh, you're the only one with buns of steel. All those squats you do.
I do many squats.
Are you guys ready for show and tell? Because fuck, I got way, way too much.
I'm in that same exact boat.
I got a handful of stuff.
Josh, why don't you start and me and Mike will kind of finish.
Well, first off, I got the Mighty Max Terror Talon, which is fucking amazing.
Josh, let me ask you. I asked Mike this. Does your experience with Mighty Max change now that your cans are bigger?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I still got tiny hands, tiny fingers. I got slim, tiny little fingers that let me poke into the things. Pokey.
slim pokey fingers.
I can poke in wash back. Uh, But yeah, no, I got that. Today I found the Toonie Terrors Tar Man in Target and had to buy it because Tar Man.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah, it was just an instant like, well, that's coming home. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was sometime at the end of last week, walked into Walmart and they had the Ghostbusters Afterlife, like sort of retro style figures that come with the squishy ghosts.
Yep.
They had them all marked at $5. I was going to grab them all for $5. And they rang up at $3.
Dude.
So I got them all for $3. Got all four of them. They're a lot of fun. They're really good. They feel a lot like the vintage Ghostbusters figures. Which means, like, now I'm even more torn because, like, part of me wants to track down the rest of the crew in this style. And then now the rest of me is like, fuck, how much do I care about that with the fucking O-ring Ghostbusters coming out?
Yep.
Which I'm sure we'll be talking about.
Yep. That's not the only O-ring news. Some surprise stuff dropped right before the call started, so it's going to be pretty exciting for O-rings.
Oh.
Get your hands off your O-ring.
But yeah, no, so I got all four of those. They're a lot of fun. The ghosts are amazing. For anyone that doesn't know, the skeleton that comes with Phoebe is 100% just like an updated Bad to the Bone.
That, man, I didn't put that together, and it's like, that makes you want it.
Yeah, no, as soon as I noticed that, I was like, well, fuck. I'm glad I noticed this now, because I totally would have just paid full price for this. And,
do you think the rubber on those is going to hold up over time?
You know, it's a pretty damn durable rubber. They feel nice. They feel about the thickness, maybe a little thicker, than Boglins.
Okay. But I mean, for $3, you can't complain.
Yeah, no, but I was definitely surprised at how durable the ghosts felt, considering I was expecting them to feel like they'd, you know, rip with one session from the cats.
Yeah. Well, but what about cat hair on those?
So far, no cat hair, and the cats have found them twice and decided to play with them. And there are no puncture holes that I notice. So, yeah, no, it's holding up very well. I'm very impressed overall. And I also, then that same day, walked into Target and found the Black Series Holocom Bo-Katan.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at that because it's on clearance, and I was like, do I want this?
And my Target had it marked at $6, and that was low enough for me. Because it's $6, even though I'm mostly shying away from 6-inch, for $6, I'll take that light-up Holocom thing.
Well, I mean, I'll take 6 inches for $6.
Hey-o!
Hi-o! Yes! my little Ed McMahon side tangent there.
You know, a side tangent to your side tangent. I miss Star Search. I used to watch the shit out of that as a kid. Don't know why, but...
Because it was fun as hell.
It was.
I haven't thought of it forever.
But man, you know, I gotta say... it's a surprisingly well executed gimmick. More so than I expected. If it's in complete dark, the way it kind of tapers the light up through the figure, it looks a lot like a Star Wars hologram.
Cool.
Nice.
That I was surprisingly impressed. It was just like, yeah, okay, that looks pretty good. And also I got another tattoo.
Very awesome tattoo.
It's a very cool.
Yeah, no, I got the, I'm very, very happy with it. I got the kennel thing up my arm. It's huge and wonderful, and I'm very, very happy with it.
Proud of you to have, like, not be afraid of tattoos like I am.
How long did that tattoo take?
Yeah, good question.
That was a 3-hour session, which, judging about how I felt afterwards, I would say 3 hours is, I mean, like, the next day, rather. Mm-hmm. 3 hours is probably my max.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh boy, I was sore the next day.
Well, I mean, it's a big tattoo, so yeah. No, I kind of figured it was definitely a good couple hours, but it looks awesome.
Yeah, it was definitely worth the time put in, and I definitely, well, not scheduled, have the next one already in motion with yet another mic.
Like, what do you do for 3 hours to not pay attention to the pain?
In this case, we talked about a lot of different things, like, because he's a big toy and horror fan.
Okay.
So just, like, we had a lot of fun conversation. But he also just sort of keeps his computer going with different shows on Marathon.
Oh, okay.
And in this instance, it was a nice solid 3 hours of Always Sunny, which I'm not going to complain about at all.
Oh, that's
nice.
Sweet. I'm him. Mike,
yes.
What did you get?
Oh, I got way too much. So this was a week where a lot of things that I ordered came in. So first and foremost, I got the Beholder from the Hasbro Dungeons and Dragons line. Now the original price, weren't they asking 60 for it originally?
I feel like I paid more than that. Why don't you do a review and I'll see if I can find my receipt for it.
It, whatever they were asking for originally, I now understand just because of how big this thing is. Like, it reminds me of, like, a movie prop for, like, the little monster movies of the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big, like, hefty toy. Sculpting is gorgeous on it. I love the eye articulation. Like, when Hasbro gets it right, they get it right. But it's so few and far between these days. And unfortunately, you know, the price was very expensive. So had I seen it for its original price at retail, I probably wouldn't have bought it without knowing how awesome it is. I freaking love the damn thing. I think it's one of the best Dungeons and Dragons toys I've ever had. I'm also a little biased because I love Beholders, but... and speaking of Dungeons & Dragons, our good friend Matt LeMay got me Elkhorn from the NECA Dungeons & Dragons line. And holy shit, Mike, you were not exaggerating. He is fucking perfect.
Yeah. like, I cannot say it enough.
Oh, he's so good. Like, he really is.
They could not do anything differently. I think he's a perfect toy. Maybe make that backpack a little bigger?
Yeah, I mean, because it's NECA, I'm still using kids' gloves with it because I've had far too many NECA figures have, like, you know, a brittle joint or a brittle peg or something where it's like, oh, shit, that broke. I've had that happen far too many times with NECA toys, especially with their Predator stuff. Like, almost every Predator I've bought, something has broken off of it. You know, and like I said in previous episodes, the Grimsword and Warduke that I bought, they're great figures, but they, to me, the plastic on the swords and the plastic on Warduke's fins feel very fragile. Like, they haven't broken, they just feel like they should be handled delicately. Elkhorn has a little bit of that, not much. It's way, way less. But I'm still treating him very, very gingerly just because I don't want to break him. But sculpt-wise, accessory-wise, paint apps, I mean, this thing is a work of art. And for someone like me, whose all-time favorite LJN D&T toy was Elkhorn, to get this update, it's just phenomenal. Chef's kiss. The only thing that they need to give me now, and I know it won't happen, is give me an updated fire elemental to go with them, and I'm happy. I don't need any more figures after that for that line. But so I got the two Dungeons and Dragons figures. Then I got my Super 7 package, which had both Tarman and Trash from Return of the Living Dead, the reaction figures.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop playing with them. I think with Tarman, it's just because of the pose they got him in, where he's kind of like slightly hunched, bent at the knees, and you can put his arms out like he can do the traditional zombie walk. It's just a fun little 3 3/4 inch figure to mess around with. And the amount of detail that they got on that Trash figure for a reaction figure is impressive as hell. Like, it's a gorgeously sculpted figure for a reaction. And then I got three of the four pre-code horror figures. Unfortunately, they did not have, I forget her name, but she's the one with
the wine glass lady.
Yeah, they were sold out when I went to go. I see she's back in stock now, so I might order her now. But I got the Chamber of Chills zombie, the Unseen Ghoul, and the Beyond Werewolf. And all of these figures are great. Like, I particularly like the zombie from Chamber of Chills, just because he is so, like, he's just a traditional zombie. He's like a decaying skeletal corpse in a suit. it's fantastic. And the werewolf, like, you know what the werewolf kind of reminds me of is, do you remember the werecat in Spookies?
Yeah,
he kind of reminds me of that, and I keep like making him walk up these little steps like he does in the movie. It just cracks me up.
I want terrorists to do Spookies.
Oh god, I would love that. Because it's such an absurd movie. I'd love to see it with a crowd.
I don't know if it would pass the peep test.
He likes that one. He's posted a few times about Spookies and how it's a ridiculously underrated 80s camp classic. And I have to agree there. It's campy as hell. It's not a good movie, but it's fun. But then the other reaction I got was actually in my Easter basket. Jess tends to get me a couple of action figures, because I usually don't want a lot of candy and goodies, because I'll just, you know, eat too much of it. And I'm like, don't give me a lot of that. So the only things candy wise I ever ask for is I want at least one or two Cadbury eggs, because that's the only time of year I get them. I only get the Easter basket ones, and that's it. And a couple of Reese's peanut butter eggs. And I'm like, after that, I don't need any more candy. But she got me the Lightyear, like actual Buzz Lightyear reaction figure from the movie. So it's just like a cool astronaut figure that kind of fits in with the theme that I'm building. She got me the Boba Fett from Vintage Collection, where he's dressed like one of the Tusken Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And man, again, like I said before, when Hasbro gets it right, they really fucking get it right. This figure, if you can find him, I highly recommend him. It's like perfect articulation for a vintage figure. It's that weird mix where it almost feels like a modern era G.I. Joe with just a few like Star Wars-y elements to it. The great accessories, got the soft goods robe, like just really good looking figure. And then she got me the new Gonk droid, which kind of cracks me up because the top of it pops off, so you can kind of get to its circuits inside. But when you move its little headpiece up and down, he almost looks like one of the Canadians from South Park.
Hey, buddy.
So that's, yeah, every time I'm like messing around with him, I have him like just open and close his mouth going, hey, buddy. Hey, guy. And then she got me a one of the new Joy Toy figures that they're releasing. They're just called Army Builders. Like they're a bunch of like nameless soldiers, and it's kitbashed of other parts from like pilots and other characters that they have from their mechs. And they're like $20, and they're these great little figures, come with a bunch of accessories, really well done. Like, this is nothing like early Joy Toy. These are really solid figures. It's the one she got me is just some like weird armored sci-fi guy with a giant Gatling gun. Really fun figure. And then I got on Amazon clearance the Vintage Collection Yak Face and Nia Num. I think Nia Num was $8 and Yak Face was a little bit under that, like seven something. So, and again, both great figures for what they are, you know, just
hold on.
Oh,
I'm Ew. Bye-bye. Dude, are these poops?
No, it's safe.
What is it? Zoe, you can't give me poop with taco cheese on it while I'm podcasting.
It's April Fool's Day.
Is that? Did you put like cinnamon on it?
Yeah.
Why did you garnish a fake turd?
April Fool's Day.
I almost ate this. It's not funny. Get out of here.
Okay, well, I should be here for real dinner this time.
Well, I'll eat it later. Jesus Christ. Fucking Easter Bunny brought Zoe fake poop.
You got cinnamon covered poop.
And she put condiments on it. Gave it to me for dinner. Mike, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. That was actually very funny. Then I had found, actually, right after we recorded last week, I had gone to Walmart the next day, and I ended up finding the Superpowers Brainiac Skull Ship that I've been looking for.
Isn't that thing so
cool? Oh, my God. What a great vehicle. Like, it's such a good throwback to the types of toys we had in the 80s, where it's just a wacky design, that's very toyetic. It serves no real purpose. Like, there's no way this thing would fly around. It's just like a weird open skull head with wiggly tentacles on the side, but it's so much fun. And, you know, it's simple, easy to put together. Not very expensive at all. It's like $20 for this good size vehicle. And then I found, Josh, you're gonna have to help me out with the name. Was it Hotwire? Was that his name? The Fortnite guy?
Yes.
Yeah. I found one of the new Fortnite guys who has he looks like he's almost made out of electricity or something. He's like clear yellow, and then he's got like a gas mask on, and he comes with this weird buzzsaw pickaxe, like really great figure. And again, the Fortnite figures, if you can find them at retail, they're always fun. But yeah, it was a pretty hefty week for me, considering last week all I got was one of the little blind box Galaxy Squadron.
Yeah.
So yeah, saved it all for this week apparently.
When it rains, it pours, man.
Yeah.
You guys ready for all the crap I got?
Oh yeah.
So I will start with, I got my package from Pikmin's, where I got the Glowinator's Wolfman and a very special, I won't say who, another Glowinator's toy that's coming out in the future. That, get them. They are the best things ever, especially when they glow in the dark. Both of them, they only took like a little charge, and they glowed for a good 10 minutes with like no help at all, which is great. And they look awesome. And the Glowinator's Wolfman comes with an awesome base too, which if you're kind of on the fence about it, it really sells it for me, because then the old Aurora model kits had the bases too, which was awesome. I got
an FD base.
It's awesome. It's nice, solid. He stands on it perfectly. It really, like, it makes, like, the presentation even better.
Woohoo!
I got one each of your new Gashpon. Do you want those eggs back, by the way?
Nah.
Okay. I got, yeah, they're awesome. A critter, the popcorn, and thing head, which I think my favorite of the three was the popcorn clown. I got the Blind Box Deluxe Critter, and he is rainbow, the one that I got. And all the different layers glow in the dark, and it's super fucking cool. So I was happy to have that. I got like one of everything. Is that everything? Yes. I think that's it. I got a Big Bad Toy Store pile of loot shipment. I was waiting for the Fresh Monkey Fiction Comic Book Heroes figures to come in, and they finally came in. So I got, there was two complete sets you could get. One was all Rocketeer themed and one was everybody else. So I got the everybody else. I didn't get the Rocketeer stuff because I'm not a fan of the comic. I like the movie a lot. But I got the Goon, who is like, of all of them, the Goon is the best one. He's just perfect. I've seen pictures online. You can pop and swap the arms. I didn't do that. I didn't want to break them. Because they say, like, need a little bit of force, and I was like, nah, I'm good. Madman is awesome. Cassie from Hack Slash, Mr. Monster. Who am I forgetting? Airboy. which if you've ever, I read the Airboy comics, which are pretty cool. I'm trying to think. There's probably one that I forgot. Airboy Cassie Hex slash. They're cool. I'm sure I'll remember it as we're podcasting. It'll be brought to you by Jerry's Closet. They fit in perfectly with superpowers. Their knee joints are different than what you're expecting. It's a socket with a single bend, so you can bend the knee and also twist it in 360 degrees. I don't know why you would need to. I think it's just like a construction in the manufacturing that they went with that. It was probably easier than the pin in the socket.
Isn't that kind of how the X-Men 97 figures are, now that I'm thinking about it, the little ones?
Yeah, exact same way. It's like the old school Hasbro elbows, the Hasbros, as you used to call them. It's like that. The only thing is that when you're messing with them, you feel like it's not as sturdy, but it's fine. The plastic is nice. It's like a harder ABS plastic as compared to like the softer plastic that the body has. The Tick was the other one that I forgot. He's really cool too. And I hope there's more coming, because I feel weird not having Arthur or Frankie or like other auxiliary characters to the ones that they've made. It's worth it for $25. I say get them. I have a feeling that FYE is probably going to have them if any retail picked them up.
The Goon and Madman are two of the ones I was eyeballing.
Yeah. Madman is pretty special. I feel like if you had to pick between your options for like Goon and Madman and Tick figures, there's not a ton. And I think this is like the aesthetic that a lot of people think of when they think of superhero toys, is the superpowers.
Right.
And McFarlane's gone back to it. So if you're not going to get a 7-inch figure, this is the best option, in my opinion. Let's see here. I got those Christmas figures that Big Bad Toy Store does, where it's like the different Santas. Right. I got the Drunk Mall Santa. He came in late. I got Jambi Bobblehead, because Pee-wee's Playhouse, you got to have Jambi. It's really cool, and it's like, for what you get, it's a big hefty piece. It's really affordable. I got for Rick, I got lucky, and I walked into Target as the vendor was setting up the Holothon end cap, which started Friday, literally putting out one of everything. And I bought all of it because He-Man Rick wanted everything that was new. And on top of that, I picked up the Feral Predator, which is clear plastic covered in bear blood. So it's like a bloody clear plastic.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's really fucking cool. The packaging is awesome. It's like clear plastic packaging dripped in bear blood. So, really, really, really cool. God, what else did I get? I got a bunch of stuff at Target that's slipping my brain. I got some stuff for Sam. We're doing a toy currency trade, so I bought some Monster High dolls that she'll be getting. I picked up Kirstan from Boba Fett, which, Mike, you got to play with.
Again, very good. That's kind of what I was talking about with the Tatooine Boba Fett. Very same body construction.
Yeah.
You know, where it's just really, really solid figure.
If you're like, I don't know, because I can't see the figure, which I don't blame you, this one's worth it. Solid plastic. The weapons are not gummy. They are hard plastic. It's cool. It's worth your time. I think mine was like $12.
Yeah, if I track him down, I'm definitely picking him up, because it's a nice figure.
Yeah. But I saw him and I was like, really? Yeah, I needed to spend a couple bucks, and I was like, all right, I'll take a risk on it. Worst case, I'll throw it in my bin of Star Wars toys, and some kid will enjoy it in the future. He's really cool, really worth it. And I think that everything else is just old stuff that I opened. Finally, I opened up the Greta Gremlin and the bridal gown, which is cool, but she doesn't come with a base, and she's got like little tiny high heel feet, so she can't stand. You have to like put her in the back of your display, because she's going to wobble back and forth. And I opened up that the Thing poster exclusive that NECA did like a year ago, where the head lights up.
Oh, yeah, all black. I forgot about that.
I finally opened it. The battery's dead, but, you know, it's super cool looking regardless.
Now, it might not come with a bat. Well, did you take the little spacer out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That was, yeah, no, I had that moment where I was like, did it come with batteries? No, you had to take the spacer out.
That's yeah. Right. I've had this problem with other figures in the past. Can I eat that when I'm? Okay.
No.
Is it okay? All right. No, babe, babe, babe. Just because it, like, you'll hear me chewing.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Oh, boy. I just, yeah. Angry wife because I'm not eating. I got to make sure I remember that. She made a nice dinner. Yeah. So that's what I got. I've had that problem before with light up figures from NECA. That, like, maybe the battery's loose. Like, when I pull the plastic tab, they kind of jostled. I just didn't see any need to, like, unscrew the back of the head and mess with the batteries. It's just fine either way. Because I let it up once and then, meh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
That's it. That's all of the stuff that I got. I'll be selling blood and human hair later this week to recoup my costs.
You know, I got a quick question for you guys since you mentioned the battery thing with the thing figure. How do you guys feel about figures with battery features?
Depends.
I've never been a fan, honestly. Wait, Josh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear what you said.
I said I usually enjoy them.
I'm the opposite in the sense because, like, I always... Number one, I always worry about, like, you know, oh, the battery is going to run out. Second, I always think, like, oh, I better take the battery out so it doesn't corrode, you know, inside the figure. But yeah, like, even as a kid, I always had, like, there was this anxiety that I had about, like, how long is the battery going to last? And I remember, like, specifically with the Scott Summers, the Cyclops figure that Toy Biz first released, the one in the old X-Factor outfit, the white and blue, because there was no way to replace the battery originally. Like, that one, it was just, once the battery was dead, you were dead. Now, granted, the re-releases, they had the little compartment on his back, but that first wave, you couldn't take it out. So I constantly had this, like, freak out of, why, how many eye blasts can I do before he's going to run out? Like, it's just, I don't know, I've never been a fan of those.
See, I like, you know, light up features and sound just as much as the next person, but I have a lot of, like, vintage toys where I had to, like, open them up, break a rusty screw to pull out a corroded battery.
Right.
And then it's like, so like I get to a point if a battery's dead, I usually just pull it out of the toy and leave it out. Mm-hmm. But then I have the problem if I ever want to use it again, I have to figure out what the battery was that it needed. And yeah, it is what it is.
See, now like bigger toys, like the microphone in Snake Mountain and stuff like that, like something that is a much bigger bigger toy where you can just pop a battery in, those don't bother me. It's specifically the little like action figures with light up or sound.
Yeah, like if it's like little button cell batteries, then I have a problem. If it's like a D cell battery,
yeah,
I'm not leaving it in there once it's done.
Right.
But yeah, I see what you're saying.
I was just curious because it's like I've talked to so many people that you know that like they like those kind of action features, and I'm like, I don't know about that. It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah. It's like I take each one on a case-by-case basis.
Right.
To be perfectly honest. So, we have a little joke for you, Josh.
Ooh.
We know that you're getting tattoos again. And me and Mike thought it would be awesome if we came up with some new tattoo ideas for you. Would you be open to that?
Oh, sure.
Mike, what do you think? You got some good ideas for...
I got one that I feel like it's a must.
Why don't you start?
Yeah, no, I feel like, Josh, you need to have, like, right on your lower back, a piece of loose leaf paper that says Jim buys houses.
You want me to get a Jim Tramp stamp?
Sorry, I had to.
Oh, that's good.
I thought it would be awesome, Josh, if you got the Sarlacc pit, but it's tattooed on your butthole. And then that way, Ruth can mash Boba Fett figures up your ass, but it'd be screen accurate.
But now the question is, will you or won't you have tentacles?
Yeah.
See, thanks to Special Edition, it won't be screen accurate anymore. Because I don't have a snake coming out of there.
Well, you can stop cooking your meat. You'll get some nice tapeworms eventually.
Oh, there you go.
Just an idea. Do you have more?
I think that's a pass.
The first one sensitive. I came up with.
yeah, that area's just a little too tender.
Yeah, no, that's I did see a tattoo that I almost sent you the other day. This had nothing to do with the joke that we were doing, but I just thought it was hilarious. Someone tattooed a popcorn bucket with a hand reaching in and a dick shoved in the other side of the bucket, and it just said, "Trust no one." And I lost my mind. I was like, "That is freaking hilarious."
That would be perfect for Josh.
I also saw an equally hilarious one the other day of someone with a giant glittery Edward Cullen on their chest, and then above him in very pretty scroll letters it read, "Tit soak."
Would you, Josh, let me ask you, would you ever get Dan Schneider's face in a cartoon heart?
Oh, fuck no.
Your arm?
Never.
F that.
What? Oh. Would I, maybe if I were getting my arm amputated.
And besides, if you were going to get a Dan Schneider tattoo, it would have to be a foot.
Yeah. Would you get Dan Schneider tattooed on your foot?
Never.
Would you get here's one. Would you get a sleeve of the X-Men?
Oh.
I wouldn't, but I did see something that was so fucking cool. I wish I had taken a picture of it. When I was working the Bat City sidewalk sale, there was a guy that came up that you could kind of see part of his arm, like he clearly had a comic book sleeve. What it was it was all the I don't remember what series it was, but it was an old series of X-Men or general Marvel trading cards.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally has like the face of the character from each card in a grid pattern over his entire arm.
See, I was going to say the X-Men, but without pants on.
Now that's a different story.
You know, it gives all new meaning to come on me, my X-Men. I mean, come to me, my X-Men.
I mean, that still takes on different meaning.
Yeah, exactly.
Professor X, like, comes into the room with, like, the top of the hover chair open and clearly just wearing the suit jacket and suit shirt and no pants. Come to me, my X-Men.
You know he goes commando.
Oh, I mean, come on. Who wouldn't have that little hover chair?
Wolverine walks around that mansion commando.
Oh, yeah, of course. He's Wolverine. What do you tell him? Put some pants on?
Would you get Cyclops? Come
with it, bub. Quit staring at my cigar.
His stubby cigar. would you get Cyclops tattooed on your wang, though?
Oh.
A Cyclops on your Ooh. Cyclops.
See,
you could touch the side of it and then blast people.
You could go pew pew.
See, I was gonna counter it and say, like, I don't know about Cyclops on my Cyclops, but what about just his visor over the tip?
Oh, yeah,
just the tip, just the
creative.
So that way, it's like I'm pissing out his optic stream.
All right, let me.
But then you'd have to be worried if it was red.
Yeah, that's true.
We have a buttload of news. Let me chew through it quick so we don't run late on the podcast. You guys cool with that?
Yep. Chew it.
Because there was like two conventions that revealed shit that I wasn't ready for. So as I announced last week, Jax is doing The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. And what they've revealed is they're doing like a dozen different scales, but the mainline Simpsons are going to be like 2.5 inches tall to fit into play sets. So take that for what it's worth. There are going to be bigger scales and stuff, but like they're really promoting like movie, like episode accurate props, like the evil Krusty doll. And then like the Simpsons in their house, but to kind of make it all work cost wise, they're smaller.
The Krusty doll is really cool.
Yeah. There's going to be a Transformers Night Rider crossover. Hiya Toys, continuing their G.I. Joe figures that we can't get over here, are doing the Crimson Twins, Tamont and Zaymont. Tomax. Wave. What's that?
Tomax and Zaymont.
Tomax and Zaymont, right. The twins. I always mess those names up. Series 3 of the Toho Blind Box reaction figures have been announced, and they're all silver screen edition, so it's Minya, Gigan, Mechagodzilla, and two Godzillas in black and white, including a clear plastic glittery black and white Godzilla. None of these have ever actually appeared in the movies in black and white, but I guess they're running out of ideas already. Coming from Transformers, there's a crossover with Ninja Turtles, and it's a turtle van, and you can turn it into any four of the turtles, kind of making you buy four. If you need,
but I also kind of fucking love it.
Yeah, it's pretty damn sweet looking, if you ask me. Coming from NECA, the Toonie Terrors Texas Chainsaw Massacre 50th anniversary 2-pack that comes with a redux of regular Leatherface and then the running Leatherface that is the Pretty Woman face. So if you missed the first Leatherface, this is a slight retool. And he looks pretty cool. I'll be getting it because I love Leatherface and Toonie Terrors. Lost my place on the notes. Coming from McFarland are Rocky statues of Rocky and Apollo Creed. They sort of look like both of them. Let me see here. Blah, blah, blah. News dropped today. Word of wisdom for all the toy companies listen to our podcast. Don't drop news today. Just don't do it because it's April Fool's. Nobody's going to believe it. Mm-hmm. Like NECA teased that they're doing a small Wonder figure, and it turned out it's a 1-for-1 scale Megan replica for $450, which is cool, I guess, if you want a statue of a teenage, like a prepubescent girl.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, like
a little strange.
I'm fine with the Toonie Terrors, but no, that's it.
Yeah.
I was mentioning this to Josh right before you came on. Announced today is a line of figures called Legends of the Hidden Force. They're all ninja themed and they're O-rings.
They look amazing.
I've been eyeballing
them.
I thought you would say that. They are on Big Bad Toy Store exclusively. They are $25.99 each. Let me give you a description of some of the characters you can get. There's a guy who looks a lot like Road Pig, and his name is Kudan, and he also comes with the Cinder Block style weapon. He looks pretty damn awesome. Let's see here. Lots of cool ass looking ninjas. So there's like a ninja with battle axes. There's a ninja with claw hands and a trench coat.
The claws is the one I was looking at.
There's a monkey ninja with like a chain and a sickle, and there's like camouflage ninja, and there's like this dude called Raiju, and he's all snake eyes, like he's got a chain. I don't know. There's like there's a samurai guy. There's a Raiden dude. There's a regular ninja. There's another ninja with a bow and arrow. There's another one that looks like Shinobi called Shinobi.
I just like that you were like, he's got a chain.
Yeah, like that's all he comes with. He's
cool looking. You had your full-on announcer voice when you said that.
Coming this fall, guy with a chain. So those are coming to Big Bad Toy Store. I don't know if anybody else would be carrying them, but I think they look sweet. Monster High news, which we never get to on here, but the Monster High Core Monster Fest dolls. These are really cool looking. The main crew for Monster High, Cleo Denial, Caddy Noir, Frankie Stein, Laguna Blue, and Claudine Wolf. Get these at Big Bad Toy Store. They've got new accessories and shit. I'm sure Sam would see this and be like, oh yeah, that's those things. coming to Amazon exclusive, the Boo Original Creep Production Dolls. You can get Ghoulina, Abby, Abominable, and Spectre Vondergeist. Again, I don't know what the gimmick is with these, but they look really cool. I think these are just kind of like re-releases of the originals. Boo Original, I don't know. They look fucking cool. Yeah, these look like re-releases of the originals. Okay, let's see here. Other news that I need to look at visually to give everybody a breakdown. McFarlane Toys WonderCon announcement. There is going to be Super Articulated Spawn coming out that you can get this summer if you missed him when he came out as a Kickstarter. The Biker Mice from Mars figures are out. They're like a really weird scale. I saw them at FYE. They look pretty cool if you like Biker Mice from Mars. This is probably the biggest, coolest announcement that I have to go over. Coming from Hasbro, O-Ring Ghostbusters action figures.
Those motherfuckers.
Like, also, yeah. The Ecto-1. So, four O-Ring Ghostbusters, movie accurate, $44.99. The only thing that I can't quite see yet, because of the color of the gloves, I think the gloves don't have the traditional G.I. Joe grip. I think it's slightly modified. That's the only change, and I can't tell if there's swivel necks or ball necks. That's it. They're traditional G.I. Joes as Ghostbusters. These look like what you would have gotten out of the 80s.
Yep.
And fuck, they are cool. Other stuff that dropped at WonderCon. I didn't know WonderCon was a big thing, but apparently it is. Official pictures of stuff that G.I. Joe has announced for classifieds. Classic looking beachhead on those like big retro card backs. Snow Serpent if you missed him with less stuff, and the Cobra Eel if you missed him with less stuff. People are finding them at retail. Let's see here. WonderCon McFarlane panel stuff of note. More Batman stuff. So Batman, the one with Two-Face, Batman Beyond. No, Batman Forever?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Batman Forever, four-figure Build-A-Figure wave with a giant bat Build-A-Figure from that weird obscure scene with his giant bat. The Riddler and Two-Face don't quite look like Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones, but, you know, it's McFarlane, so I think that's what they're doing. Other figures of note coming out. Ambush Bug, if you like Ambush Bug. Movie Maniacs, there is going to be a Neo and Trinity from The Matrix. I know you're excited. I am. They don't look like Keanu Reeves, and they don't look like that other lady. Comedy Movie Maniacs, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, The Big Lebowski, and what's his nuts from Dazed and Confused, the creepy, I get older, they stay the same age.
McConaughey. Yeah,
McConaughey. The only one that looks like the actor is the dude, but I think you can kind of hide the likeness under the hair and the beard.
Gonna say this out loud. Who the fuck is asking for these?
Yeah.
Todd.
I mean, we got those great Big Lebowski figures from Mezco years ago, the super stylized ones.
Yeah.
Those were fantastic. And I feel like we didn't need any more after that.
I just don't care. Sorry.
Yeah.
There is a deluxe tumbler with Lucius Fox, 7-inch scale coming this summer, apparently. Let's see, your Sergeant Rock, which I think is pretty cool. If you're going to go, like, deep cuts. Fucking shit. There's, like, a Build-A-Digital figure of Animal Man. I don't understand why. I don't get it, but if you want to collect a picture of Animal Man, you can.
I don't understand the digital figure thing. I really don't get it.
Yeah. To go with the rest of the music maniacs... You've got Ozzy, you've got Alice Cooper, Eddie the Trooper, and Rob Zombie. Pretty cool.
Who cares?
Yeah, like, these are the only things that are, like, I can kind of get it. Animated Joker Mobile coming out. Looks pretty cool. More re-releases of Spawn figures.
Yeah. Apparently that? The Joker Mobile is just a straight DC Direct re-release.
Yeah, a lot of the animated stuff is... But those, like, dying days of DC Direct, some of that stuff was kind of harder to find. That is it for the WonderCon reveals. Let me.
No, it's not.
Josh, what is it?
It's the best one. I'm sending it to both of you right now. I've been waiting for this one. Mike probably has too.
Oh, Transformers. Yep.
Pull it Swoop. Open here.
Studio Series Leader Class Swoop.
Oh, yes. Although, what was the last Dinobot released in the Leader Class?
Snarl.
That's the Stegosaurus, right?
Yep.
Okay, that's the one I missed. I haven't gotten him.
At this point, what's left?
Just Swoop.
Awesome.
Yeah, I still got to track down Snarl.
I forgot to mention...
Snarl is shipping again, so...
Nice.
Okay. I forgot to mention the Marvel and Star Wars reveals at WonderCon. They showed off a wave of retro-carded Iron Man figures. They repainted first appearance Iron Man in gold, and he has a new skirt, which makes the character accurate. There is Iron Man Mark something. I think Mark 20, which they have gotten wrong many times. And
I really want you to say Iron Man Mark Summers.
Iron Man Mark Summers. lots of Iron Man. There is a new She-Hulk figure who looks awesome. Count Nefario and Whiplash. And coming from Star Wars, some vintage style. This is the 3 3/4 Rebels figures. So Zeb, what's his nuts and what's his face? The other guys. The other male characters. Kanan Jarrus and Ezra Bridger are getting figure releases. And for the Black Series, Hammerhead, who looks pretty cool, but not a figure I'm wanting to pay Black Series prices for.
Right.
Let me keep reading the news here. And Forever Ambush Bug, Big Lebowski, The Tumblr, The Ghostbusters, She-Hulk, Whiplash, bah, 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 bah. Let me go over the other big news. There were a ton of catalog reveals for Masters of the Universe, which I am going to look up and just read them as they were announced. We have, coming from Masterverse Spring Reveals, we have Cyclone with an all-new kind of metallic look to him. Looks great. Movie Beastman, who also looks like Movie Grizzlor. To keep the movie figures going, looks awesome. Netflix animated Kevin Smith Hordak. Again, looks awesome. Tila looks awesome. It's like Green Goddess Tila. Thunder Punch He-Man looks awesome. We have Leech, who is animated inspired. What do you guys feel about that one?
I think it looks great.
Yeah, it looks badass.
Skeletor on a throne with light up flame features. Didn't see it coming. He is an online exclusive fan channel or whatever you want to call it. Comes with the Staff of Kai and the Havoc Staff. Looks fucking badass.
You know, I was really excited about that until I saw it was $70.
Yeah. I don't know if I want it that much, but he's still pretty cool. Kind of a new addition to Thunder Punch He-Man. He has like arm braces on, which I think just like just a small touch that makes the figure cooler. And what do you guys think about Movie Beastman?
I think he looks
great. Oh, I need it.
Yeah.
He's... I probably won't buy it only because I only have Movie Skeletor, but he looks fantastic.
Figures I forgot to mention. New Eternia Battle Armor Skeletor looks awesome. New Eternia Merman. Kind of, he's okay. Not the coolest merman that got announced. And He-Man Revolution Manowar Duncan, which again, I think looks pretty sweet. If they're announcing these, I guess there's some sort of method these are coming out of retail. I hope. It's pretty bold of them to announce all this stuff. Also, revealed a Mattel Creations 2024 Super Crazy Deluxe Horde Trooper. What did you guys think of that? Looks really cool. His metallic interchangeable heads. Looks badass.
I think it's gorgeous, but I don't know about the price.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to pay $50 for that. Mm-hmm. Let's move.
Did they announce the price?
No, but
I thought it was the deluxe boxed ones. Aren't those usually like $40?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think, what was it? The Vikron?
Mm-hmm.
Vikron was $35, and so was the Goddess Lin.
Okay.
Right.
And those were both considered deluxe offerings. Granted, this does have a bit more with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's in the 35 range, I'll probably bite for one to have it be essentially like Captain of the Horde Troops.
Yeah, right. He's got like a vampire horde head underneath. He looks cool. All right, let's jump into Turtles of Grayskull, which we got teases of, but now we have official images and details. Undercover He-Man, just He-Man with a cloak and a cape and some turtle armor. He looks really cool if you need another He-Man.
He looks a lot like the mini comic He-Man disguise, like pre-Turnia He-Man.
Yeah, he doesn't have the eye mask. And a fun, weird detail, it's his boots torn. You can see his toes. Cracks me up. You've got Goddess April O'Neil, or Sorceress April O'Neil. Looks really cool and has this awesome hourglass hammer gimmick that she's rocking. Hordak with bat wings and mutagen arm blaster, which low-key really cool looking, in my opinion. Give me more Hordak. You've got Tila with the turtle armor and a giant Psy, the one that comes with Raphael. Michelangelo with removable He-Man hair and battle armor. And instead of an H, he has an M. Which
is so silly.
I think is perfect for Michelangelo. Skeletor with Havoc Staff nunchucks. He's got samurai gear, and he comes with a tube of mutagen, but it could also double as his acid that melts his face in the 2000X cartoon, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Casey Jones, which comes with just a bunch of stuff. He's got a removable mask, battle axe, hockey stick, katana, spear. He's got the sledgehammer that came with Triple H. He's got a leg bracer for Man-at-Arms and Jitsu's glove and a giant hockey duffel bag. You've got Leonardo in disguise, which I like better than the first Leonardo because he's got like proper katanas and he's just got like a cool look to him. Deluxe Merman, who is awesome. He's like mutated Merman. He's clear blue plastic. He's got a new head. He's got a fish tail that you can swap out. That's like a kitbash of the previous snake tail they've been putting on figures, but it's got like fish fins on it. It looks
really awesome.
Really, really cool.
That's the one I'm most excited about out of this batch.
Yeah. Let's see here. It's loading slowly. Bear with me. Leatherhead. Looks awesome. He's got the Whiplash gimmick. He's a Walmart exclusive. God, I hope we can find it. And it's not limited to like 5 on the website. This one's kind of a surprise, but I get it. Splinter as King Grayskull.
Yeah, that one kind of surprised me too.
I like it because it's like badass, not old Splinter. He looks pretty cool. He's a Target exclusive and they call him Splinter Skull, which is kind of weird. The Too Bad Bebop Rock City mashup is called Too Bob Steady. Yeah, he's a Target exclusive. He looks cool. I mean, he's exactly like, I don't know how else he would look. The heads are kind of weird, but I get it.
Right.
And I'm all down. I'm down for it because this is what I wanted. I want these guys mashed up. I think that is it. Let me see if there's any other reveals. Yeah. Michelangelo's hair is removable, so you can have a regular turtle head on him and make him like a standard looking turtle. I hope they do another Donatello so we can kind of take off the weird helmet, the Man-at-Arms helmet that he came with.
Yeah.
All right. Origins time. Are you guys ready? Some of these are exclusive to different retailers. I'm probably not going to catch that in the news that I'm revealing. You have a deluxe set of animated Prince Adam with Cringer. This is the first articulated Cringer figure that's ever come out, and it looks awesome. Of the animated stuff, this is one I definitely want. Skeletor Skullship, which is kind of like shocking. Seats 3 guys. Looks really cool. animated Evil Lyn, and it looks like she comes in two skin tones. Or maybe she's yellow, maybe it's the lighting in the picture. I don't know. Animated Webster, and he comes with some sort of cat from an episode. If you missed the first Webster, I think this one's passable. A new mashup Snake Man, whose name I don't have in front of me right now. He is an exclusive to somewhere. He looks really cool, though. Go ahead, Josh.
No, I was asking, is it Reptilex?
Yes, Reptilex. He's kind of a mishmash of parts. Looks really cool. If you like the Snake Man like me, I think he's a must-get. Oh, God, there's a lot of pictures in this catalog. The character called... It's Skeletor's ship is called The Collector.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you were curious. All right, yes, Reptilex. I believe he is an exclusive to somewhere. Let me... Origins Spring Catalog. Turtles of Grayskull figures revealed. There is a lot of... Here we go. Evil Lyn. Reptilex. There's animated Spikor. Animated Clawful, who has a head very similar to Reptilex. This one's cool. Vipor, which is the Viper Tower from...
I think that is the one I'm most excited about.
Yeah. He's cool because he's also like a counterpoint to Castle Grayskull Man, which I hope we're going to get now.
Yeah.
Let's see here. You've got the Origins Horror Trooper Prime. It's a Horror Trooper all red. There is a second release to Stranger Things figures with He-Man. So you have He-Man and like he's kind of gray and washed out. And he comes with Vecna, who looks way better than the Demogorgon. He's got a lot of new parts. So it looks pretty cool. Let me read you the breakdown of some of the exclusives. Terror and the Crimson Horror Trooper are going to be released as Walmart exclusives. I'm guessing these are like the next CollectorCon. And I hope to God that the ones that everybody missed come out again so people get another chance. The He-Man and Vecna sets, a Target exclusive. Origins Reptilex and Origins Vipor are going to be Mattel Creations exclusives. Let me see if there's any other details to glean from these pictures quick. Yeah, Vipor is the Snake Tower. He looks awesome. He looks like the old toy would have some sort of like pop-up snake head gimmick like Mechanek.
Mm-hmm.
He's really cool. Vecna's got a mish of part. He's got like Whiplash feet, Beastman arms, new head. He's got like that burnt body thing going on. He's got a burning clock for a weapon. He-Man has the Hellfire Club as a shield, which is a small detail I think is pretty neat. The Crimson Horror Trooper also comes with a Skeletor's floating robot.
Oh, nice. Which is
pretty neat. He's different enough where I think he's worth it if you wanted to get him, if you can get him. Yeah, so that is it for He-Man reveals and the news. Did I forget anything you think you guys can think of?
So you mentioned more stuff than I noticed, so I'm a little behind apparently.
Yeah, it's, man, where was this at Toy Fair or the Mattel Creations reveal?
Yeah, they've been revealing stuff weirdly now that Toy Fair is no longer in February.
Yeah.
So I will say I did find all of the Mattel Creation reveals, including their full product catalog, to be, I don't know, a little completely lacking of the vintage figures we still need.
Yeah.
Yes.
Still waiting on that Modulok and Multibot.
I mean, I get that they're spreading these out, but I think they're doing a good enough job with like their reimagining of characters that they don't have to hold back on Dragstore.
Right.
Modulok. Like, get them out there, get it done, and then give us like your cool new design of Merman.
Right.
Vecna, He-Man. Like, I think people are still going to be interested to get the Ninja Turtles and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. See, I personally am less interested in the packs like the Stranger Things because I'm still waiting for vintage characters.
Yeah.
If they were done with the vintage characters, I'd be a lot more tempted by them.
Do you want to collect these if you're not going to get a complete collection? Like, you know, do you want 90% of these guys and they missed like Stonedar and take your pick of other characters that they forgot? Too bad. You know what I mean?
I mean, for me, I don't really want a complete collection anyway. Like, I'm not doing the complete collection, but I would at least like my favorites from childhood, which is kind of what I was doing with Origins. And yep. Yeah, Dragstor, Modulok. And the reason I mentioned Multibot, I never had him as a kid, but he was one of those figures I always wanted. So it's like, I got him in Classics, and I would love to have an Origins version of him. But yeah, there's still plenty that need to come out. Like, I still want Extendar.
Yeah. Another figure. Well, Extendar was announced. He's coming out.
Oh, he is? Okay, sweet.
Yeah. They shown pictures. In the background.
Yeah. Oh, I missed
he's
I missed
the next
that.
One up.
How did I miss it? I'm going to have to look it up.
In the background of one of their presentations, they showed off but didn't announce the Night Stalker.
Oh, no, they announced Stalker.
They announced it. Okay, that's getting a release, too. Just nothing official yet. It's not in the catalogs. I think that's a Mattel Creations, which is easy because it's just a repaint of the first one. So, Josh, we have a few more ideas for tattoos, and then we're going to wrap it up because your birthday celebration ran a little long. On our return, we are going to have a discussion about some cartoons that would be great if they came back, because X-Men 97 gives you goosebumps every episode. And, like, what could come back that would work again? Like, DuckTales worked with more. Like, what's missing? So, put a pin in that. We're going to come back to that. But, Josh, would you get a tattoo of a skyscraper on your dick? With King Kong.
Oh!
With King Kong. Now that changes
things. Now, see... That'd be kind of fun if, like, King Kong were, like, midway. So if I got a heart on, it would be like King Kong were climbing the skyscraper.
It's fun for everybody. I mean, can you imagine when you first got a roof, you could be like, hey, do you like King Kong? Check this out.
Monkey on my dick.
Yeah, and insert slide whistle sound effect.
Whoop. Oh,
and then when you finish, you could, you know, quote the movie like "Twas beauty that slayed the beast." Mike, did you have any more tattoo ideas?
No, I didn't realize that.
Just the one.
Yeah, that was the first one I thought of, but yeah, I'm still voting for Jim by his houses, but I do like the Sarlacc on your Sarlacc. I think that's
How about this, Josh? On your back, the entire cast of Police Academy.
Oh,
see, a love letter like Hightower, Tackleberry, Zed, Sweet Chuck, just a mural. You could be the only person with an entire back covering Police Academy tattoo.
That's that's pretty tempting.
I'm just wait.
Now I will tell you something that I'm genuinely tempted to get.
What's that?
And that is, I'm very tempted on my right general fandom arm, across my bicep, to get the opening title Muppet Arches.
That would be fun.
And slowly fill in the Muppets.
That is pretty fun.
I've got one.
Get the core Muppets and then move on to something else.
Like, just leave those spots empty, and then, like, as you get money, like, okay, I'll get Beaker.
Yep.
I'll get Bunsen. I'm going to get... Don't get Scooter. I'm going to get Fozzie. All right, last one, across your chest. Big, bold letters, so when you go to the beach, everybody knows. Ready? I know karate.
Exclamation point. Okay, that one I am so sold on, it's not even funny.
So if people see you, they know not to fuck around.
I have no real interest in getting a chest tattoo at any point, but if I were to get a chest tattoo, I think you just sold me on what it would be.
Yeah. I mean, nothing says don't fuck with me like, I know karate! on your chest.
And it would have to be in a terrible font.
Yeah, it's got to be that, like, Chinese takeout font.
Full Mike, and hilarious. I love it.
Mike, do you have tattoos?
I do not.
Okay, I don't either. There's no secret tattoos that I don't tell people about. Like, I am terrified of needles. To the point where, like, I avoid getting blood work done until the doctor, like, yells at me.
See, needles don't bother me at all. It's that I was very indecisive on what I wanted. Like, I have so many ideas for things that I would get. But then the problem is, like, for the longest time, my work was like, you can't have any visible tattoos. And if you do, then you have to cover them up. And unfortunately, my office is hot as hell, like 90% of the year. So the idea of wearing long sleeve shirts because I had tattoos on my arms was just like, no, I can't do it. I can't deal with that shit. So, and now that they don't really care, like it's not really as big of a deal, I just haven't decided on what the hell I would get. The one thing I probably will get, and I just have yet to make an appointment, is I want to get my wedding band tattooed because I hate wearing rings. And I have a really hard time wearing any ring. So I'm like, well, if I just get it tattooed on, then it's just there and I don't got to worry about it.
That's a really solid idea, actually. I would get, like, it'd have to be somebody I know. Like, I would be like, Matt LeMay, draw me a tattoo. Something my father hammered into me when I was a kid. I'm sorry to cut you off here, Mike.
Okay.
Because he's a paranoid, crazy person. He always told me growing up, never get tattoos because you don't want to have the police have something to identify you with if they're looking for you if you committed a crime. And I was just okay, I guess I won't rob a bank. You're like, yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
That's solid advice if you're planning on any kind of heists.
Yeah. So, like, you know, instead of, like, all 5-point bulletin, look for the guy with the Garbage Pail Kids tattoo. I'd stick out like a sore thumb. But if I don't have any tattoos, you know, my good looks, that's the only thing they're going to be able to identify me with.
Now, I already knew that I trusted Mike number 3.
Yeah.
Who is Tattoo Mike. But he proved my trust even further when I showed up for my appointment for the kennel thing. Because the entire direction I gave him was, I gave him an existing flash sheet tattoo of the dog with tentacles coming out of his mouth, which is a pretty cool design.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, I kind of want something like this, except I want it to be like the dog right after its skin peels off. Like, before the skull falls off and it's the pissed off flower head. But nice. after the skin peels. And he was like, okay. And I, to be fair, I didn't ask for any updates on the art. He didn't send any updates on the art. And there was a point where Ruth asked, she was like, so have you seen what you're about to get tattooed? And I was like, nope. She was like, how do you feel about that? I was like, I've seen Mike's other artwork. I trust him.
Yeah.
And then I show up and he pulls out the artwork and he's basically like, so when I was designing this, I had the serious problem of, aside from like the NECA toy, there's no really, really good pictures of the dog as like right after it's peeled back. You can get a few quick shots of the skull that I watched repeatedly. So, you know, I just like looked up veterinary and dog dissection videos. And I took still shots, and I used that because I read that that's what Botine did to make the dog thing.
That's pretty cool.
The fact that he essentially was like, I couldn't find any good reference photos, so I did what the makeup artist did to make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that's perfect. So yep, this Mike 3. How is he with fart jokes?
I will send you guys a video. He does a lot of work for a local metal/hardcore band.
Okay.
Whose name I'm blanking on. They did a song called The Thing, which was obviously about The Thing.
the intro is mic number three, as MacReady talking into the recorder, going like, "And one more thing. I think it makes you shit your pants when it takes you over." And it goes on a whole thing about how, like, the only way to tell is, like, shit, and now we found a shit-stained underwear, but the name tag was ripped off.
Jokes aside, that makes complete sense.
So I think he's pretty good. It's poop jokes.
Yeah. Well, think about that. It's not cloning the waste in your body. Of course it would void your bowels. God damn it. Give that guy a thumbs up next time you see him. Don't even explain it. Just be like, mm-hmm.
I'll be seeing him again soon. He's a cool guy. Even without tattoos, they're like, we can just hang out and talk about, like, toys and comics. So
cool. You guys ready for Hall of Fame?
Oh, indeed.
Yes.
Good old buddy Gonk beat the shit out of everyone, as you predicted.
Woo!
Because it's Gonk. Everybody loves Gonk. He's kind of the grumpy cat of Star Wars. Do you guys have picks, Mike? You know the rules.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm actually going to go ahead and go with another Star Wars figure. I had talked about. It's a weird guy, but I was going to go with Nia Numb, because we talked about how much we all liked him and how, you know, he ended up being like the weird mechanic or backup pilot or whatever. Like, he always found a way to, like, be supporting cast in a lot of my games as a kid.
Now, this is just a very random side note. There is one line that Nine Numb says, because, you know, everything he says is in alien language.
Right.
But for years, it's like a running joke in the Star Wars fan community that one of his lines is, I think it's like, "A herd of 10,000 elephants standing on my one foot." And once you actually hear the moment that people are talking about, you can't unhear it. I'll see if I can find it and send it to you guys a bit later. I don't have my phone next to me.
That is amazing.
So I always think of Nine Numb in correlation with, oh yeah, Nine Numb, 10,000, herd of 10,000 elephants standing on my one foot.
I never heard that before. That's funny. But no, I, as far as the original, I get the hiccups, the original figure, he was definitely, he got used in a lot of my games, like, God, going well into done being with Star Wars and onto G.I. Joe. Like, he always found a way in there.
He was always my buddy for Lando.
Mm-hmm.
I had a General Lando figure, and like, him and Nia Numb were always like, too old for this shit, and like, having adventures. And Josh, do you have a pick?
I do, but it's a pick that I'm blanking on whether or not has been chosen before.
Try me.
So help me out with this one. And interestingly enough, it is also Star Wars.
Hey.
Has the Jabba Glob been selected?
Yes.
Did it win?
Shit.
Feel like it may have, but I could be wrong, because I feel like Jabba won one of them, but it might have been the original Jabba.
Remember the discussion of my Jabba Glob story.
Okay, then Mike, go ahead and give yours. I'll pick a quick backup.
Well, I feel like if we're all doing Star Wars, I should do Star Wars.
Well, my backup might not be Star Wars.
Okay, well, my pick was the Hasbro G.I. Joe Street Fighter II Blanka figure. The first Blanka that was Road Pig, that body.
Oh, yeah, that was a good fucking toy.
The head, and I always took his hair off and put it on other G.I. Joes. Like, I gave it to Mindbender and gave him, like, cool, crazy red hair. There was a second one that came with like a Freezy cryo tube with the actual chest hair. That one sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the one without the action features.
I've got a good pick now.
All right, Josh, what do you got?
I'm going to go with the Kenner Aliens Bishop figure.
Ooh.
I love that action feature. Has to be one of the most ludicrous action features, where it's just like, look, now I'm a pair of legs.
But it was so much fucking fun the way you could pop one side off and connect his Gatling gun as an arm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God damn, I love those figures.
It was a great figure. Like, no complaints about that. I just always thought it was silly because, like, you could pop his, you know, most of the torso, well, pretty much the whole torso off, and he was just, like, a head running around on a pair of legs. Like, look at me! Like, he was, like, weird Homestar Runner.
You know, this has me thinking. Before we close up shop here, all right, not everybody's announced. So the trailer came out for the new Alien movie, Alien Romulus. It doesn't really show much. Mm-hmm. Lots of people running and screaming.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's lots of facehuggers, which I think is cool. But it also kind of it gave me Aliens vibes. So apparently they got the special effects crew from Aliens to come help them on this, which is cool. I wanted to go into the cast to see who has the next name. So, like, who's the android? Mm-hmm. But not everybody is listed, like, what characters they play. Because you watch a trailer and you're like, okay, who's... So then A, B, C, D, it would be E, like Eric or something, if they stick with the theme of alphabetical order for the androids' names. Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened yet. I'm sure it's coming. So, everybody... This is Count Creepy Head Saturday Morning Monster Mash. If you see Josh out and about in Texas later in April, in a few days, April, it's April. Holy shit. Wish him a happy birthday.
Indeed.
Give him a little pinch to grow an inch. Josh, how old are you going to be?
I'm going to be an old age of 41.
It's a magical year, 41. Great times are ahead of you, Josh. Prostate exams. not really. I think you don't have to do that until you're 45. Anyways.
Once you get the prostate exam, you get a lovely peanut butter cup from the doctor as a reward for being such a good little Muppet. Thanks to the frog.
That's right, Werner. I've got just a stack of peanut butter cups from all the times that's a different story altogether, but I still get a peanut butter cup at the end. Yay!
Oh, Lordy.
Good times.
Also, I am not using peanut butter cup as some sort of euphemism for your anus.
I like that Werner was like, I need to clarify. Now, I'm not talking about your butthole.
It is a cup of peanut butter coated in chocolate. It is delicious and heavenly and quite sexual.
Little life hack, if you don't do this already, head out to your local Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Target, and get all that Easter candy on clearance. If you're not happy with your body weight currently and you like to be fatter, get some cheap candy. You're welcome.
Oh, all right, man.
Everybody, this is Mike saying play with your toys. Mike 3, whatever.
This is Mike saying watch out for your anus.
This is Josh saying Josh and Josh and something else. Monkeys. Josh.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Count Creepy. .com on the World Wide Web. Must I say it again? Did you not listen? Count Creepy. C-O-U-N-T-K-R-E-E-P-Y. Ah.